brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to win the fight against the globalists by making freedom popular, cool, sexy, powerful. That's what it is. The gun culture is defeating the New World Order. We beat them on one front. We beat them everywhere. We beat them on land rights and property rights. We beat them on parental rights. We beat them. And we're having victories every time we get involved and fight back. I'm going to go to your calls coming up in the next segment, 800-259-9231. There's so many serious issues to cover, but you know, I've done two episodes of Brothers in Arms for PrisonPlanet.tv because I understand that it is important, very important, extremely important, to demonstrate the Second Amendment and to have some fun doing it. And that's exactly what we do. So many so-called liberals that thought that guns came out of their cases at night and went around hurting children are now going out and shooting guns, getting into it. The feeling of security. You know, you don't have a gun in your house because you're a coward or you're fearful. You have it because you're in control. You have it because you're not laying down. It's a really good feeling to just know there's a firearm there if you need to use it. It's a good feeling that once you get your children trained on safety and with firearms, to know that when they grow up, they're going to be able to defend themselves, especially daughters. I got my son into it earlier. I'm just now getting my, she's eight now. Man, they get big fast, into guns. She's a great shot. We do a lot of the BB gun stuff. It's the perfect way to train them first. It's just fantastic what's happening with the Second Amendment. Also with abortion. Most polls show over 70% are against it. Just 38 years ago with Roe v. Wade, the majority were for it. And we reversed that. We are winning on the Second Amendment front. Doesn't mean they're not going to try to just ban things by executive fiat like the ATF tried last year with most shotguns, saying if you could load a clip in the bottom, they were going to ban it. No law. They just did it. But as the tyrants get desperate and realize that we're like in an arm wrestling match, we're starting to push them back and they can feel we've got the momentum, they're going to start cheating. We're going to call them on that. I mean, really, it just takes getting involved in the fight. But I want to ask listeners again, drones shot down over Texas, surveillance drones blasted out of the sky in protest against Fourth Amendment intrusion. Really proud of this little 8-minute video. And some of the gun shows will be an hour long, some will be 10 minutes, some will be 30 minutes. Again, because it's the Internet. That's the new television. I mean, we have more viewers on a few of our YouTube channels than most big shows on TV that have, you know, million-dollar episode budgets. The difference is we don't make all that money like they do, but we're in the process of destroying that old system to where it will be a total free-for-all. And that's where we'll win, is on that level playing field. When you're talking about total information anarchy, total bedlam, total Tarzan of the Apes, and that's where we're going to dominate. In a Tarzan of the Apes world, information-wise, we're going to win. We're going to win. And so we are already discredited the enemy citadels. We're now blowing them to pieces. They're involved in counterattacks. That's good. They're getting more wild. They're squealing battle roars and, you know, we're going to grope your children. Ha, ha, ha. We're going to put lithium in the water. That'll make you submit. But their own operatives are drinking it as well. They've got the weak people working for them. So the soft kill they use on us really hurts them. And those of us that were already stronger, it's hurting us, but it doesn't matter. In a way, the soft kill that's meant to keep us under control is actually making it where their minions just don't have what it takes. That's why they're putting most of their minions on steroids and other drugs now in an attempt to get them souped back up to go around and have some energy. But it doesn't matter. They're badly coordinated. And by engaging them, we're going to sap their strength because we're organic and we just keep coming like waves. Bam, 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 bam. We get stronger, they get weaker. So just absolutely know that you got a hold of their arm like Beowulf's Grendel's arm. And it's like, look, you're not going anywhere, pal. I'm going to rip your arm out of the socket. I'm going to take it around this pole here, around this column, and I'm going to use leverage. There's not a question. We're going to tear your arm out of the socket, figuratively. And you just grunt and rip the arm out of the socket. sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure. And it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects, guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guarantee.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we are here. I come back Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. and we have InfoWars Nightly News. And this week we're going to have anchoring. I make a mistake of trying to eat a late breakfast during the break and then get something down the wrong way. Look out. I am here in Virginia, and we are broadcasting worldwide, and we have almost gotten to Chantilly, where the Bilderbergs are going to be meeting this year. There's finally mainstream media coverage of it, thanks to our listeners getting the word out, also Drudge Report the last 4 years covering it. We have a lot of breaking news on that front coming up. It's at InfoWars.com. Also, we have the huge news going on right now, and that is radioactive tuna the feds didn't tell us about that's been arriving in the U.S. Pacific Northwest since last year, since August of last year in San Diego, and it is also bringing in other radioactive fish in the entire Pacific Northwest. But they say, hey, it's not a big deal. The amount of radioactive cesium, cesium in the fish is not thought. It's not thought to be damaging to people if consumed, because the FDA and EPA last year raised the levels, in some cases, over 1,000 times what they say is safe. Just absolutely off the charts. We're going to be getting into that. Also, it's a big media issue, Bain Capital, and the fact that it's financing Obama and Mitt Romney. We're going to be going over that report. We also have the latest on the person, now we're told, bath salts caused the man to turn into basically a zombie and start eating the other person's face off. The whole story sounds very, very weird. First it's cocaine, then it's LSD, now it's bath salts. The video I see from the police first arrive, one cop, you don't see him shoot him. They admit in the news, yes, that's the original video. People thought when I showed it over the weekend, in a on-the-road video feed we did and posted at Infowars.com, that we were showing after the police had arrived. No, they admit that is the full footage. And there's two guys laying there. No one's moving. And supposedly this guy is eating the guy's face and refused to stop and growled. So the cop shoots him. But I'm watching the full footage. You can't see the full cop. You can only see the feet of all of them. And the guy's not moving. So something's going on here, and that's all I'm saying. And I guess that's it. They got to ban all the bath salts that are sold in stores because it'll make you go lay on the side of the road naked and eat somebody's face. And, again, I'm not saying it couldn't be true. I'm just questioning a system known to lie. And if that's bad, I understand I'm evil. So we've got that report as well coming up. I've got a lot of other points I want to go over after we take a whole passel of your calls. After we take a ton of phone calls, we're going to get into all of that. No guests today because I want to be able to take your calls tomorrow. I'll be on the ground doing the show from right there in the hotel where Bilderberg will start arriving the day after that. And I'll also be out on the street some as well. But we're going to have a lot of people to interview that are going to be there, like Jim Tucker. Charlie Skelton of The Guardian is going to be on the ground there, and so many others. I want to thank all of you that have heard the call to come out to Bilderberg 2012. This is a big deal. They've increased security. They're very, very upset. We have moles up one side and down the other. They are definitely fit to be tied right now. Lastly, before I go back to your calls, we shot a video last Monday and rushed to finish it before we left Saturday. And the video was uploaded this morning and is now going mega viral. Drones shot down over Texas. Surveillance drones blasted out of the sky in protest against Fourth Amendment intrusion. And we have some fun with them with some dragon's breath at about 200 feet. And I shot dragon's breath about 15 years ago, and it was much more powerful. I guess somebody must have got onto them or something, or I got a bad batch or a knockoff. But we bought, I don't know, like 60 shells of it. And some of them were halfway powerful. Others were like duds and would barely even shoot out of the shotgun. Because we wanted to toy with the drones first. So we shoot some dragon's breath at the helicopter. And one of us had hit it with 223. I'm like, all right, go ahead and shoot it with 223. So we shoot it. It goes through the blades, blows one blade off. There's two sets of blades, knocks, shoots right through one blade. And then it slowed down enough to just break the other blade when it went through. So it starts falling. And then the dragon's breath hits it feet and makes it flip over. Pretty dramatic footage. And that's just the helicopter. Now, you know those helicopters they use in Hollywood movie sets? They cost about $10,000, and that's stripped down. Police departments are getting them. They're about three or four times the size of the helicopter we shot down. They're about one-tenth the scale of a real helicopter. We've got a listener who is willing, perhaps with sponsorship, or maybe let us, if we pay a little bit, blow up one of his old ones, but with live cameras on it. Perhaps we'll have it up in the air while we shoot other drones down. It's going to be amazing. You watch. A bunch of other people are going to do this better than we did now. There's a new race, I'm sure, but we're the first to shoot down our own drones in a protest, and that video is at Infowars.com. You can also find it right there on our Twitter at RealAlexJones, twitter.com/RealAlexJones. Then we also blow up some little ground vehicles with Tannerite on board, and it is a lot of fun. Drones shot down over Texas at Infowars.com. Please get this out to everybody. because it's also got a pro-Fourth Amendment, anti-Big Brother message. These drones are totally illegal to be doing what they're doing. We have the legal experts in there breaking that down. It's at Infowars.com right now. Okay, without further ado, let's go ahead and go to some of your phone calls. We're going to be going to Heather, Chris, Janet, Dr. Jones in Mexico, and Dan and others. Let's talk to Heather in Virginia, where I'm at right now, Heather. Thanks for calling in today.
How you doing today, Alex?
I am doing good. I got a little bit of breakfast finally, so I'm kind of, my headache's gone. 4 hours sleep, three nights in a row, but I'm feeling good.
Well, I just wanted to call in and tell you that we are awake in Virginia. And I also wanted to ask you that on your way back home from Bilderberg, which I plan on being there as well, are you planning on doing any speeches on the way back home?
You know, I was thinking about doing it on an affiliate that we've had called Truth Radio, what is it, WBCR, that we've had for 12, 13 years in Knoxville. But I just had so much going on back at the office. We're hiring new people. I've got the reporter contest going. I've just got way too many commitments. The problem is you commit to stuff. Deadlines and commitments, as Willie Nelson says, Against the Wind, to where you just have no life. And so I will do an East Coast speaking tour in the future. I'm planning to do one in July, but I haven't started to set that up yet. So it may be August now to go out west and speak at four or five of our affiliates. There's a lot of legwork, but no, I'm sorry, I won't be speaking anywhere.
Well, I can't wait for you to do your East Coast tour because I will definitely be there with along other Info Warriors. I had a statement with to you. I'm really trying hard here in my county to get the fluoride out of the water. I've written the state congressman, Margaret Griffith, and delegate of the state about the water, and I keep getting these dumbed-down answers through email or through the regular mail.
No, they play dumb. They act like you don't know what they're talking about. It's like Bilderberg, rural government, banker, what? Drone? What drone? A black helicopter? What? Military checkpoint? What checkpoint? The one down the street. Whoa, that one. Remember what the guy did with Ventura in the banned FEMA special that they banned off True TV because Homeland Security threatened him. He goes in, he goes, here's your bill. And he goes, what bill? And he kept acting dumb. You mean the one space aliens are in? He goes, no, this bill for FEMA camps. Oh, that bill. I'm sorry, man. Go ahead.
No, it's exactly what you're saying. I write them every week, and I get a letter back, you know, the following week or an email back telling me, you know, this take it to this person or that person. They're always shooting these to each other instead of.
I would put them on notice that, you know, the so-called fluoride they put in the water is causing a sevenfold increase in bone cancer. Attach a mainstream article with that. Just type in fluoride bone cancer, print an article off. Say these are exhibits. Send it registered mail and say the American Dental Association says it shouldn't be given to people under six. Add that article and add the fact that the EPA under lawsuits said, okay, cut it from 1.2 parts to 0.7 parts per million, and I guarantee you they're still doing the 1.2, and say cease and desist, and then, even using their own admissions, then file pro se lawsuit against the health department head personally and against the stinking criminal mayor. That will get the scum's attention.
Thank you. Okay. I'm writing it down as you talk. So.
Now, again, does that mean the attack plan will be perfect? Does that mean they might not try something against you? Hey, it's all about I don't care anymore. You're assaulting me and my children. You're assaulting our community. How about we run over you politically? And whatever happens, punk, happens. Okay, you think you're tough? You think you're awesome? You think you're going to win this fight? It's just like a physical fight. You want it. You came looking for it. You're going to get it. It's clobbering time. And it's time to go after them and let them know you're the boss. We're not drinking your poison anymore, filth. How's that sound?
Sounds awesome. Thank you, Alex, and I will see you in Bilderberg.
Thank you so much. And, again, you can also sue them over the fact that the fluoride is not just the fluoride, because they'll defend that and have some paid-off dentist, you know, straddle up to the microphone like a crab. All of these companies come from phosphate manufacturing, aluminum byproduct manufacturing, or other heavy metal industries where they can't put the poison in a dump. They don't want to pay for the dump. So what they do is that's expensive. toxic waste dump. They just put it in your water. So you sue them with a foyer to find out what brand they're using, and it'll have hundreds of chemicals in it. You go to the public and say, the city's putting lead and mercury and arsenic in the water. And then folks will get the news, and they go, that's right, you little smiley mayor. Listen here, scum. You're not going to physically assault us anymore. You understand,
man? Many longevity products work for many others. And so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship. And one of the biggest is that men are losing libido, or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why they created T-Gen. It contains an all-natural ingredient that will safely boost your testosterone. You need healthy levels of testosterone to have a good mood and a positive, energetic mind. Call now and you'll receive a free bottle of T-Gen with your order. 1-800-577-8644. 1-800-577-8644. In a study of exercising men using the ingredient in T-Gen, 85% reported an improvement in sexual desire. So don't wait. Call now. Call 1-800-577-8644. That's 1-800-577-8644.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You can always tell when something's going to go mega viral because the NSA and their camp follower trolls go absolutely ape up at InfoWars.com right now. Drones shot down over Texas. They are in the comments having conniption fits of this video that they know is going to be seen by millions of people, and then bring people there with the interesting video of drones being shot down, and then learn politically how illegal it is, just like secret arrest and the NDAA. And the Pentagon admits they have private contractor groups full-time, kind of like the Army Corps of Engineers got caught with hundreds and hundreds of people on the payroll, trolling and complaining and attacking people that criticize the dikes they built in New Orleans. It's just amazing that they're so mad. The drone industry, by the way, is quoted in here saying that they've got to engage in propaganda against the population. It's just special interest taking our country over. I've had enough. Okay, let's go back to your phone calls. But, boy, I can tell if the trolls are having a conniption fit that it's going to go super viral. So be sure and send it down on your Facebook, your Twitter, all of it. MySpace, it's an old relic, a dead space, but you can still reach a few people there. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in California. Chris, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, how's it going, Alex Jones? How are you today? I'm pretty sure you're doing pretty well.
I'm doing good, my brother. You're on the West Coast. I'm on the East Coast. How may I serve you today?
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Alex. Yeah, I'm originally from Yuma, Arizona, and Bill, I haven't been there in a while, but I went to a park there one time, and I saw a military drill at a park, and I told my mother to stop by so I can ask questions because I've been listening to your show for a while, and I asked a question, and nobody didn't seem to know why they were there, but they said that they're there for security. And
yes, they have regular Army, regular Marines, National Guard, State Guard. And State Guard can actually do it constitutionally during an emergency. National Guard, it's high school, it's middle school football plays. It's an acclimation program. The Pentagon admits it. They're getting rid of Posse Comitatus. Kentucky Derby, NFL games, hockey games, the national draft. It's always troops, 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 where our national identity is the troops, but not them individually. They're treated like crud. You know, they're sending them back into battle now with arms and legs blown off. Nobody's ever done that. Making them do it, by the way. Beals that went crazy had his, most of his foot blown off and was forced back in and put on Prozac. But don't worry, he'll get prison time for what they did to him. And the guy was out of his mind. He was temporarily insane. I'm not saying what he did was good, but you can't put him in prison. And yeah, the average troops don't really know why they're there. I mean, I remember covering urban warfare drills that were unannounced in Miami, in Houston, in San Antonio, in Old St. Louis, everywhere. And they would go in, lease a building, blow it up in broad daylight or at 3 a.m. Media would cover it, and the national media would say, did not exist, you are a black helicopter person. And I would interview police chiefs who they tried to bribe and talk to people that had heart attacks at the nursing home next door. And I'd go on air and national media would say, this person is insane. This doesn't exist. Now they do have them everywhere in broad daylight getting you ready and admit it's real. And they admit, oh, yeah, the troops are training to come for you and your family. Again, they got to get the troops where they think it's normal. They got to get the cops where they think it's normal. Buddy, they now have TSA checkpoints. So you were in Yuma, and was it Army? Was it Marines? Was it National Guard? Who was out there at the park?
And there were like a bunch of Marines, and they had like every type of vehicle, like from Hummers to even the big, the really big machine, the big that you see on the that I've been seeing on your TV shows. And I asked a couple of people. They said, well, we're here for security. That's it. And then it went from that, and then they kind of walked away. And then the Hispanic guy walked up towards me, and, you know, because I'm Hispanic. And I said, hey, man, what's going on over here? He's like, you know, look, he looked left, and then he looked to his right. He's like, he shrugged his shoulder. He's like, I'm here. So he kind of said that, and I kind of knew what right away. I was like, wow, you know. But I was also seeing the TV show on NATO. In Chicago, and in the blue colored hat, it kind of reminded me of the UN troop hat colors.
No. That's what they're doing. They have U.S. troops in black berets, and now they're saying they may start having special units wear blue. It's all just an acclimation. They're standardizing the guns, standardizing the codes, standardizing the uniforms, putting our troops under NATO, under UN. Remember Private New Specialist protesting it. This is what they do, exactly. And it's, again, the troops aren't bad. They're being acclimated. The police are being acclimated. We're being acclimated. But because we've been here and you've been there warning people, the troops are going, oh, now it makes sense. They got Marines doing DWI checkpoints nationwide, folks, with firearms.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the superstates that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I will be hurtling back down the road toward our final destination on this trip before turning back around and pointing the RV at Texas. I will be there in Washington, D.C., the place named after the founder of our country, a man of innumerable courage and honor, George Washington, who undoubtedly is spinning in his grave to see what's happened. Look at the trolls in this article, drone shot down over Texas, and the amazing video up at InfoWars.com. And they're all hitting the same thing. They're saying it's disinfo, or they're saying anti-Semitic stuff. And we've tracked these IPs before. It's corporations and feds. They do that just to make it negative. It's like, look at the Jewish Steiner brothers. It's like a big joke. It wouldn't be bad if they were Jewish. They're German. I can look at them and tell that, but it's just funny because they, you know, like they use that term. Steiner is actually a noble German name from Austria, if you want to be technical. But the point is I went to high school with these guys. It's like, look at these Jewish guys with Jones. They're funded by Tel Aviv. That's the talking point they put out. But the most popular one they put out is, what the F, Paul Watson? We have a Fourth Amendment right to be secure, not private. It's not there to protect you from embarrassment. It's your right to not have your security and safety violated. And that's got to be a cop. I bet money that's a military person, MP type, who's probably 22, really dumbed down. We can track the IPs. We've done it before. It's right back to Department of Defense or think tanks. By the way, the Pentagon admits they've been doing this for at least a decade, but now they're saying, well, we're going to lie online about people in the U.S. and on TV as part of black propaganda, psyops. We want $46 billion to do it in 2013. That's in the new NDAA that's passed the House. Christian Science Monitor, Associated Press, Reuters, secret kill list, secret kills are, oh, none of that was coming. Now it's all in the books. Because I've seen cops say, you've got a right to be secure, and I'm here to make sure under public safety I keep you safe. So I'm going to taser you. And they actually teach the cops this. There is no Fourth Amendment. We can go in any house, any car we want. They have a right to be safe and secure personally. And I, as an officer, have a right to be safe. That's why I'm going to use, they're now putting something called a howler sound cannon that actually rattles your organs in the police cars. And then I played a clip of it on the video I did last night from the RV. And the cop's like, I want you to hear me, see me, and feel me. And this lady goes, it's scary. And they hit him with a sound weapon. And again, they're just going to keep upping the power. But continuing here, listen to this. You know, now they turn their siren on. It's going to have a little sound weapon that rattles your insides. This is Cornell Law University for the cops and the feds that are on our website. Legal Information Institute. Okay, Cornell Law. The biggest online legal encyclopedia for U.S. law. Fourth Amendment, in case you hadn't heard of it. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects. Now he's saying secure means safe. No, it means secure, like you don't get to stick your hands down my pants, TSA. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, because they always want to search your person, houses, you know, that's where you live, papers, that's what's on you, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures. And you read the court rulings, how they say, well, it's not unreasonable for me to just search without a warrant. Listen more. Shall not be violated. You will not violate that. Will not. Shall not. Ever heard? You know what that means? And no warrant shall be issued. So you got to have a warrant. But upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the person or things to be seized. Can't have big drag nets. Can't listen and read all the emails because somebody might do something wrong. Can't do door-to-door gun searches because somebody might have something that's illegal. Can't search everybody's bags because somebody might have drugs or a bomb that the government shipped in. Can't have a drone, and I have legal experts' clips in the videos why they're so mad about how it's illegal for a drone to come down and look in your backyard if you have a fence. Truth is, these satellites, it's illegal to be pointed at the U.S., but they got you used to it with weather and things. Well, now they're using the spy satellites for farmers building barns or dust on their land. The EPA comes and finds them. Satellites we paid for to fight the evil Ruskies who were going to bring tyranny here, but now the bankers that run us, they have control. Of the satellites, the 30,000 drones. They're weaponizing them. We told you that was coming. It's already been happening. Now they admit it. Ground combat robots, big 18-wheelers that pull up that are robot-driven. The back comes down. A bunch of combat robots roll off. I told you about that classified 14 years ago, now declassified. And that's just the stuff I knew about 14 years ago. I told you 15 years ago they take all your blood at birth in the entire Western world, from Australia to the U.S., from Canada to England, from Germany to Scotland, at birth for now 40 years. 2012. 40 years ago, a global secret program for eugenics. Oh, now it's Associated Press, Reuters. I'm right again. You like that? See, this is the real world, okay? And they've got these idiots paid full time to come in and now say a drone coming down and looking in your backyard is not illegal. Of course it is. And all the courts have ruled it is. And we happen to have clips, little short clips they hate from mainstream news admitting it's illegal. They hate this video with a passion. Listen to this. What the bleep, Watson, Paul Watson? We have a Fourth Amendment right to secure, not to be secure, not private. Your papers are secure. They're private from illegal searches. And they twist that. It's not there to protect you from embarrassment. They're allowed to look through your house with infrared radar, this guy's saying. It's your right to not have your security and safety violated. Hello. Hello, MP. Oh, you're freaked out. I know who you are. I got you assessed. I live this, okay? I live in the real world, not in your fantasy land. And when you start trying to live in the real world, not fantasy land, your brain actually turns on. When you feed your brain garbage info, it starts becoming delusional because it thinks that's what it's supposed to do. I want reality. I want it now. And I want you to stop saying you can grab my family's genitals and put fluoride in my water and have a drone come down in my backyard and listen to our phone calls without warrants. Oh, yeah, 6 years ago they said they weren't doing it. Now they're like, yeah, we listen to everything you do. We're allowed to do that. I mean, Petraeus said Fourth Amendment isn't what it used to be. That's real funny to that crook. Oh, it's illegal every time. But Petraeus is a general. You're anti-patriotic. America's free for drones and checkpoints. You evil man. And it just goes on and on and on and on. And then they're like, it's a misleading headline. It's not a drone. Really, it's a thing with a camera looking at us. We say government drone. Again, they're just so upset by this video, which really tells me it's going mega viral. Awesome news to have Pentagon folks on there right now and globalists. Again, you don't have a right to privacy, you liar. The Fourth Amendment and all the rulings, it's about privacy. Of course you have a right to privacy. That's why they have to have a warrant. But he says, you're crazy. No, you don't. Conspiracy theorist. Let me read it to you one more time. It's like a vampire at high noon or a vampire, you know, with a giant silver cross crammed in their face. Let me read this to you. It's called the Fourth Amendment. I know this is going to upset you. I'm going to say it. It's like nails on a chalkboard. Are you ready? It's like a silver bullet to a werewolf. It's like pedophiles not being able to work for the TSA or defrock priests. It's a nightmare for them. They need children. Here it is, Fourth Amendment, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures. Searches. That's a drone searching your yard, looking at you. Shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued, but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. The things to be searched, seized. And the cops now go, you have a right to be secure, therefore I'm searching the vehicle for my safety. Okay, well, the banks are going to take your money for their safety as well. Because when the law's gone, you got nothing. It's gone right now. It's all selectively enforced. Oh, boy. Amazing. Absolutely amazing just to see them freak out. I don't normally cover that, but it's just very educational, very, very informative to see people freak out like that. And, again, it's red-linked at the top of Infowars.com. Drones shot down over Texas, and it goes through Charles Krauthammer saying it's illegal and other constitutional law people. And it's all broken down right there in the article. And also the mid-air collision situations with these drones. It's all up at Infowars.com. Enough about that. Let's go to your phone calls now. I'm going to try to hurry through some of those. I just am digressing off into the delusional nature of some of these people. I've got to get back into my text messages. I'm not using IM for some reason in my calls. As we never installed it on these computers? Or I don't know. I'm using my little... my little iPhone that I told you a decade ago that the smartphones were coming out that would track you. Now they admit it. But I'm bad because I'm right. I shouldn't be so fearful. I should just love the tyranny. Let's talk to Janet in Massachusetts and then Dr. Jones, Dan, Jerry, and others. Jerry disagrees. We'll go to him in a minute. He probably loves drones or something. Let's go ahead and talk to Janet in Mass. You're on the air, Janet.
Hi, Alex. Thank you so much. You're making me laugh. You do that so well. You bring up the Constitution. You educate people with even mainstream news, which is almost impossible, right? And I've been listening to you for years in the People's Republic of Massachusetts. And I just have two things. I don't know if you're aware of it, but the Massachusetts Republican Party is trying to get rid of the delegates tonight that we elected for the Ron Paul Liberty campaign.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Ron Paul won in a bunch of states. They've even had to admit in the New York Times, but they're going to try to block all those delegates. That's what they do. You've got to have Bain Capital candidate A or B, both men run by the same megabanks.
So true. It is so true. We're having a protest down at the Holiday Inn in Marlboro. If any of the Mass listeners, you know, can join us, that would be great. Starting at 6 o'clock, they're going to try and have a vote to disqualify all those delegates at 6:30 tonight. And the other thing was, I was with a bunch of people, and I think they were mostly OBOT supporters on Nantucket this weekend. And I don't know why they put up with me and Craig, because we keep going after them saying, do you know what's really going on? Are you aware of what's really going on? Finally, one of them said, yes, but I can't handle it. And when I start talking about the real power of people, the energetic power of people, they kind of calm down and they can listen better. So I was wondering if you could get people on like Richard Bartlett of Matrix Energetics and Lynn McTaggart of the Intention Experiment and even Raymond Grace, who's a hillbilly dowser. They've all been on Coast to Coast, and they can help people see that we are more powerful than this. I don't know how we can stop the radiation without figuring out how we can heal each other energetically, and it's been working for me. I've seen some miracles over 6 years.
Well, I'll tell you how you heal yourself. You just do what the FDA and EPA did, and you just tell everybody that it's fine and that radiation is now good for you, like the government says, and don't be a conspiracy theorist. Radiation is good for you. The DU is good for the troops. The Pentagon said they couldn't use it until 1990 or so, and said it was totally deadly. But now they said it's good for you, and the troops are dying and having birth defects with their children from it. That's just another blessing of government. I appreciate your call. Guys, I know we've got studio quality audio to you via that system, but I lost my Skype, and I'm on a PC here, which I'm not used to. And I don't need the people to come in the room. It's fine. I can get the network to fix it. But it dropped, and it kept saying click here, and I was clicking to bring the video back up. Houston, I know it's really awesome, but it's kind of cool, like we're up here floating around the planet. What do I click here to have you guys reconnect when you're calling me? Because it's a blue interface, not the normal green and white one. Yeah, no, I knew it was offline, and it was sitting there beeping for about 5 minutes while that lady was talking. Listen, I know we're offline. What I'm saying is it shows we're still online. Yeah, no, I know we're offline. We don't need to have a discussion about that. If you'll just, as I said, reconnect and tell me what to click, I'll do that. Because I don't know it with this PC interface. Let's go to another phone call before we go to break here. You guys can just tell me what to call or what I click on here. Let's go ahead and talk to Jerry in Colorado, who says he disagrees. Jerry, go ahead.
Yes, Alex, about people trying to shoot down drones, the only thing that worries me about that is somebody taking a centerfire rifle and launching around up in the air, you know, no backstop, over the horizon, and what goes up must come down. And it reminds me of every New Year's Eve in a big city where idiots
sure, celebratory out. Fire. Yeah, well, we were on the middle of a 10,000-acre ranch 5 miles from any settlement, so it's fine. But, yes, obviously everybody knows that. Our point is that people are talking about shooting drones down. And if you let these people push this celebratory fire thing, you got a better chance of being killed by a great white shark. There's only about two of those a year than you do from celebratory fire. That's hyped to shut down all the gun ranges. That's what that's about. They're trying to shut police gun ranges down. And so that's, I've looked into that. That's a bunch of hype, made up garbage. I mean, yes, some of the folks in the old Wild West stuff or, the Muslim countries, every 4 or 5 years, somebody gets hit by one of these things. But I'm not saying, and I say in the video, it's such a nanny state, go out and shoot down drones. We say don't do that. Shoot them down politically. But it's fine to go out in the middle of a ranch and shoot a helicopter when there's, when you're 5 miles from the next fence line.
Right, I understand that. I'm not sure if it's as rare a thing as you might think. Where I go shoot in a rural area in northern Colorado here, the lands are spread out over thousands of acres where people can set up sites, and it's not unheard of at all for somebody to launch one over the horizon and have a near miss or hit a ranch building.
Yeah, yeah. If you shoot a 50 caliber perfectly, it might go 4 miles. 223, it's about 2 miles. If you look at that, but I mean, hell, according to that, then I've seen Marine Corps demonstrations from Camp Pendleton where they all fire tracers up in the sky to make a design. And, you know, they're out there on a 10,000 acre ranch or so. Maybe they should just ban that. Ban all guns, because ban that guy's teeth because he bit that guy. What do you think of that?
Well, I'm all in favor of resisting the warrantless, unconstitutional mass surveillance. That's great.
Let me ask you this question. If you were in Antarctica, could you shoot a gun up in the air?
Alex, I understand it's not a perfectly safe world. I'm just saying some people with guns don't really understand ballistics, and some of them aren't that thoughtful. And you'd have to be Annie Oakley to hit one at any height anyway. So I just think that'd be a good public service announcement to explain to people that can be risky.
No, I know. But I mean, you see how those announcements could end. I mean, every time I got in my car to shoot a video, Shay, now cars are dangerous. So if you ever drive a car, don't have a head-on collision. I mean, I hear what you're saying. But, I mean, you know, you notice we make the point in the video that you couldn't be in a safer place in the middle of a 10,000-acre ranch.
And your point, sir.
But listen, I happen to have looked into that before we even did it. Did you know they're trying to shut police ranges down? Because, oh, well, the police range is a mile away from people, and a bullet might bounce out. Let's ban those. I mean, I think they're using the celebratory fire thing as a pretext to ban guns outright. You see what I'm saying?
I do.
But listen, I hear your point. We probably should add a little blurblet on the article about that. Obviously, you know, you can't do this unless you're in the middle of nowhere, but we're not saying shoot drones down to begin.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com, or call 877-327-0365.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a 1 month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, 5-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled DeseretFoodStore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
They rail against the crowd.
face down on a bloody war and liberty for their descendants.
Thanks to the renegades, we were free. The freedom is disappearing very, very quickly, and we've got to reverse it. All right, let's go ahead now and take another phone call. Let's talk to Dr. Jones in Mexico, who's been patiently holding. Dr. Jones, you're on the air.
Thank you so much, Alex Jones. Let me quickly reiterate a few points to confirm and add provenance to what you said. The whole world is really following the same program. I've been able to live in Europe, Canada, Mexico, and I've seen the same things with the police state, the black uniforms, and a lot of this is predicated, and people have to understand this, on the drug war, the drug war, the drug war. And we said before, you know, you just talked about the drones and spying, what the courts have ruled. The courts have ruled the opposite, Alex. They've said that the government can spy on you anytime they want. As long as it's in plain sight, they can fly over you with a helicopter. They can use heat detectors and see what's coming out, all in the name of fighting drugs. And as you've noted, the script has been switched to then turn out on terrorism, domestic terrorism, etc.
So now it's not Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda, we're told, is the good guys. I'm unpatriotic because I don't support them. Being given Syria and Libya, Al-Qaeda blows up police stations over there. It's supposedly liberal and loving. And then now they say, oh, it's the domestic threat, those that don't like the New World Order. Because we're the people that are right. We understand the country is being captured. It's been taken over by traitors. It's so elementary.
And what's happened is was Republican as well as Democratic appointee judges saying it's all good because it's in the name of drugs and it's expanded the police state. Now I have to switch gears a little bit, focusing again on the vaccines. I'm doing a major study right now. I'm looking at UN data, world health data for the whole world. Like I said, in Mexico, they're doing PSAs telling people to get 5-in-1 vaccines, making sure you get the kid vaccinated. They're advocating women over 40 get
HPV. Oh, no, they're lying in the Mexican news, because I've seen it in the U.S. news, and saying it's the law to take the 5-in-1 to little babies. That's a guaranteed brain damager. I mean, literally, they're trying to turn the entire Mexican population into a servile, mildly retarded mass like the average American. I mean, this is so nightmarish. And the La Reconquista, La Raza groups that say, oh, the machismo, get whitey, they're all foundation funded. They will never tell their people. It's like, be liberal, get an abortion, kill your baby. Be liberal, take the shots, brain damage your baby. And shut up, whitey Alex. I mean, it's so ridiculous. It's globalists that do want to exterminate the people in Mexico, posing as if they care about the people.
More. In Canada, they just had an outbreak of pertussis. I went and read the insert. The insert says it neither prevents nor causes pertussis. There's no evidence it works. I asked a pharmacist in Canada, why are you telling people to take this? When she says, well, it'll work. I said, how will it work? I read the insert. It says it doesn't work at all.
No, the Gardasil says it doesn't protect you from it. It's all a hoax. They've never gotten the flu shot right, predicting the next year what it's going to be. They released the H1N1. That came out as a, quote, simulant. It doubles your chances of getting the flu the next year. That's major studies. Yes, it's all a giant, stinking criminal hoax. The Federal Reserve is private. The New World Order is a fraud. These countries aren't bankrupt. They've been signed on to the bankers' derivatives. It's all a fraud. Yes, sir.
Points.
And that's why they know parents are waking up and not vaccinating their kids. So now they're saying, we'll just vaccinate them even if you say no. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Again, in Canada, again, because I'm letting people know, this is a global plan. In Canada, of course, they have carbon taxes, but they also advocate fluoride. Health Canada says fluoride's good, helpful, this, that, and the other. I'm showing the students, look at the studies by Dr. Connett. Look at the even the American Dental Association has.
Stay there. You've got more to add. Next hour coming up. More calls straight ahead.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.